All right, let us go to one of our good friends. He's a scout for the San Francisco Giants, a former Giant. He's a batting instructor, knows a heck of a lot about baseball up in Sacramento, and that is Jalal Leach. Jalal, how are you today?
Marty, I'm doing good.
Good. Where are you today?
I'm in Little Rock, Arkansas, Double A for the Seattle Mariners.
Oh, very good. All right. And, you know, it's interesting. Of course, you know, we've talked to you. You're in Texas. You're in Arkansas. You get great mileage. You know, you get a lot of points, I'm sure. But it's early in the season. What do you look for as a scout? You're a scout who's trying to, you know, if they call you in June or July and say, we want to trade for this guy, you know, you got to have your report ready. What do you look for? What are you doing early in the season?
Well, typically we like to start with the upper level because the major league, the AAA, the AA guys, you know, they, for the most part, they've been playing pro ball for a while. Me, with the upper level or older guys, I just want to make sure they're healthy, breathing, they're not declining. Physically, there's no injuries, and, you know, they're just doing what they've done in the past, or, you know, whether, like I said, whether they're improving or they're declining.
Whoop, did we lose Jalal there, Fish?
I can hear you.
Oh, go ahead. Yeah, we lost you. Dropped there for a second. Go ahead.
Where did you leave off?
Well, talking about the upper level guys, and that's what you're looking for now.
Oh, just making sure that, you know, they're not declining. They're in good shape. They're not injured. You know, pitchers velos. You know, some guys will start out slow, but their velos will come on as the season wears on. But just making sure that they're consistent.
You know, it's funny. You did tell me about Ohtani. I'm going to jump to Ohtani for just a second. Because I remember we had you on last year, and I remember the words you said, he's the real deal.
Yeah.
And, of course, in spring training he struggled. But now this is probably the most dynamic player I've ever seen in my lifetime. And I've seen players who've been outfielders and pitchers at the same time. And I can go back and think of a few, Hal Jeffcoat, Willie Smith, and Kieschnick, and people like that come to mind quickly. But what this guy is doing, and he had a terrible spring training, what this guy is doing is unprecedented. What do you think about Ohtani?
Oh, he's been very impressive. For the first week, I mean, on the mound, with the bat, looks like he's made some type of adjustment. I think he's moved his hands a little closer to his body. He's eliminated that big leg kick. Looks like they just got him kind of triggering more like Albert Pujols. It's good for the game, for me. I mean, it's exciting, even though he's on an opposing team. It's really exciting to see what he's been able to do the first week. But we do have a long season still ahead of us.
Jalal, when we're talking about putting books together on guys or putting a report together on a guy that maybe the Giants or somebody may want to trade for, what goes into creating that report, and what is it that you're looking for in these specific guys to say, hey, maybe this is somebody we should target?
First and foremost, the way I've been taught is you have to stick to the tool. I'm not a sports psychologist, you know, or even a doctor. So I go by the standard five tools, the hit, the throw, the run, the power, the feel for a position player. For pitchers, it's, you know, arm strength, athletic ability, secondary. And then, you know, I do get into the makeup stuff. So the guy compete. Does he get after it? Is he clutch? Things along those lines. Because when you're sitting in all these stadiums, whether it's minor league or big league, you can really see when the game gets tight, who can do what? You know, who can be that guy?
To follow up on that, then, so you're saying you're more of a you're looking obviously at these physical attributes, maybe looking at that 80 scale, right, for how you're gauging a guy's talent. Are there scouts that are generally then looking at guys more mental makeup, or is that a big factor when you're looking into a player?
Oh, I think it is. I think all of the above. I mean, the analytics, the tools, just how we acquired Longoria, and Austin Jackson. I think those guys are professional players, and I think that's why they've been able to slide into our team and join our game plan, what we're trying to do. So I think the makeup is an important part of it.
Boy, Jalal Leach with us. Jalal, always great to have you on as we go through the season. I love the view from the scout. So, Giants have played six games already. You've seen some games down in Texas and Houston, and now you're over there in Arkansas. Are they still called the Travelers? Is that who they are?
Yes, they're still called the Travelers.
All right, very good. The Arkansas Travelers in Little Rock. You have a couple of observations, at least, that you've made early in the season, either on the Giants' first six or what you saw down in Texas or what you're seeing in Arkansas.
I've only had one game here. We got rained out yesterday, and we're supposed to have a doubleheader here today. And I've been to Arkansas or Little Rock a lot, and this is the first time where it is absolutely freezing. It's 32 degrees out, and I thought I saw some snowflakes earlier, and for me being somewhat of a veteran scout, I did not bring any cold weather gear, so I just have two jackets. I have to sit outside probably for about 5 or 6 hours today, and it's probably not going to be comfortable. So that was a faux pas on my part. As far as where I start the season with the Astros, there is advertised. They have a really good team. I think they might have got even better if they acquired Garrett Cole, phenomenal pitcher. So they're going to be tough. What we're doing so far is I thought we could do, and I think we're only going to get better as we get Barza and eventually Bum back. I think we're going to ride and fix it when it's all done.
All right, great to have you on with us, and stay warm, 32 degrees. We're going to talk to Bruce Jenkins next about the beginning of these schedules here. There was snowing in Colorado yesterday, I saw that. So stay warm, and we'll catch up with you in a couple of weeks as the minor league season starts to develop. I'm sure there's going to be a few that jump out at you, so we'll look forward to having you on. Thanks, Jalal.
You're welcome. Anytime.
All right. That is Jalal Leach. Always good to have him on.
Yeah, very cool, and cool to hear him talk about how not only are guys looking at that, like, you know, that 80-point scale where you try to gauge how good a prospect is, but they're looking at guys' mental makeup. You always hear about, like, the Wonderlic test in football, right? You don't hear about a test in baseball like that.